Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're listening to this broadcast because, well, this isn't just radio. This is radio on the internet. This is radio on Galaganov.com. I'm Howard Galaganov, and it's a gorgeous day here in Canada between Ottawa and Montreal, sitting on the deck looking out at the horses. In the last editorial yesterday, the Ottawa editorial, you heard the horses whinnying. Well, you might hear it again, or you might even hear Stryker barking in the background, and every now and then you might hear a small clunk, which is a pine cone falling on the steel roof on the deck that where I'm sitting and broadcasting. Like I said, it's a gorgeous day, and it's, you know, it feels good to be alive on a day such as this. Today's editorial, all about, well, it's not about Trump. I've said enough about Trump. I've written enough about Trump, and let me apologize. I should say President Donald Trump. This editorial is about all of the jerks who couldn't wait to pile on and to do whatever they possibly could to embarrass President Trump, to make President Trump look like a villain, to make him look like a doofus, to make him look like he's anti-American, going so far as to call him a traitor or someone practicing treason. I think what got me, I don't think, I know what really bothered me the most out of all of this. Well, there were two things. The very first thing was when some leftist jackass, a real schmuck, compared the things that President Trump said during his press conference in Helsinki to Kristallnacht. Kristallnacht was a precursor to the Holocaust. Kristallnacht happened in 1938 throughout Germany, I believe in Austria as well, where the authorities didn't just turn a blind eye, they encouraged the people of these countries to rampage, wreak horror upon the Jewish communities, to murder Jews, to beat Jews up, to rape Jewish girls and women, to steal from the Jews, to destroy their property. And for some of these people in the media, the leftist media, of course, and within Congress, to even suggest that something that President Trump might have said, might not have said, might have said the wrong way, or should have said to Kristallnacht was so far over the edge, over the top, that as far as I'm concerned, screw the left. I don't want to hear about them any longer. And as I wrote in the editorial, if I saw a leftist drowning and I had a rope and all I had to do was throw the rope to save the leftist, I think the leftist better learn how to swim pretty damn quick. The other thing that that really bothered me, all the people who all of a sudden, specifically Gingrich, who crawled out from under their rocks to side with the leftist media, with the jackasses on the left, to crap all over Donald Trump because, or President Trump, because of what they figured President Trump didn't say or should have said or said the wrong way, or and he couldn't wait to crap on him. I mean, what's wrong with these people? I watched Geraldo Rivera on Fox News. I have no regard for Geraldo Rivera. This man's a legend in his own mind. He's a real piece of work. The fact that he's on Fox News doesn't say anything good about Fox News. But here's the reality. The reality is that as all these people get together to gang up on Donald Trump, the people, people like you and me, see them for who they are. And if anything else, it increases our resolve to support President Donald Trump. And as a result, it's going to make an enormous difference in 2018. Well, it is 2018, but in the midterms in November. And it's going to guarantee an enormous success, I think, in the House and certainly for the Senate. I'm Howard Galganov. This is Galganov.com. This is radio on Galganov.com. There's no CRTC. There's no FCC. There's just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. And the other sound you might be hearing in the background is April the Cat. Anyways, have a great day.